So we know that the one of the most dramatic sections in this parasha, Parashas Toldos, is the pregnancy and ultimately birth of Rivka Imenu. So remember, again, Rivka Imenu struggles with childlessness for many years, finally receives the bracha of pregnancy, and again has a very difficult pregnancy. As the pasuk says, Vayisrotitzu Abana Bekirbo. The children in utero are struggling within her, and she says, Vatomer Zeh Lama Zeh Anochi, to the point where at least Pasha Pshat, she says, what do I need this for? Meaning, again, a woman who was barren for so many years, to say those words, Lama Zeh Anochi, what do I need this for, tells you again about the incredible and intense pain she experienced during her pregnancy, to the point where she realizes something is happening here. Vatelech Lidrosh Elokim. She goes out to seek out divine counsel because something, mashu lo normali, right? Something over here is not totally normal. Something over here is a little bit off. And of course, again, so Rashi points out, Rashi HaKadosh says, quotes the Medrash, that what was happening, what do you mean? So Rashi says, Kishahaisa overes apischei Torah, shoshein ve'eber, Yaakov ratz umefarches lotzeis. When she would pass by the base Medrash of Shein ve'eber, so Yaakov Avinu would struggle to get out of the womb. Overes apischei avodazara, when she passed by a house of idolatry, Esav mefarches lotzeis, Esav wants to get out. So you understand that when you see a medrash like this, so Chazal used medrash as a way to teach lessons. What does this mean? Right? Yaakov and Esav are struggling to get out and worship Eve, learn Torah, worship Avodah Zarah. I mean, what's the pshat? We learn the Sukkot in Sanhedrin that ultimately, again, you only get a Yetzihara when you come into this world, right? When you're born. So obviously, there's a deeper message that's being conveyed over here. So we'll say, what's the pshat? What are Chazal trying to teach us? So the Rebbe, Reb Simcha ben Pshischa, asks a very interesting question. The Rebbe says like this. He said, going just with the narrative of the Medrash. See, he writes, Lama Ratza Yaakov Latzeis Kishara Pischei Torah. So I understand Esav wants to get out because there's only so much damage he could do in the womb, right? There's only so much, right? He wants to do Avodah Zarah, right? He wants to get out. So I understand. Where is Yaakov running? Why does Yaakov struggle to get out of the womb when they pass by the base Medrash? After all, we know, Hare Yeled B'moy Imo Melamdin Oso Kola Torah Kulo. Who say, what is a child doing in utero? Again, the Gemara Masechet Nida, we're going to learn it, is sitting, learning Torah with a malach. There is no more heightened spiritual existence than the in utero existence. Rabbi say, again, understand, this is part of, you know the Baal Shem Tov brings down, he says, you know how we have a Shalom Zachar? Baal Shem Tov says, Shalom Zachar is Nichum Aveilim, he says. We're coming to comfort the mourner. Who's the mourner? The little baby. The little baby says, really? Like this is what I've got now? Right? For the last 9 months, I was going in, I was learning Torah with the Malach. For the last 9 months, literally, I was in Olam Hazeh, but yet existed in Olam Abba, and now I'm in this world. I don't want to be here. So we come to the Shalom Zachar. I don't know if we make him feel better or not, actually, at the end of the day. Really, you guys here to drink beer and eat chickpeas, you think this is to make me feel better? Right? But in any event, what it says is, you're not alone. We all went through it, and look, we're all pretty much okay. So the yesod ultimately is that the child in utero has this incredible elevated experience. So ask the Pshischa, I don't understand. Yaakov, where are you running to? The Beis Medrash of Shein Ve'eber is wonderful, but it's not going to hold a candle to the experience you have now with the Malach in your mother's womb. So listen to what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, Kemira shekasha letzadik lios bekfifa achos im Esav. Afilu kishu lo me Torah k'mipi Malach. So also the Rebbe gives a very profound idea. Torah, Kiddusha, holiness, spiritual growth, Rabbosai, could only occur in an atmosphere of Kiddusha. Could only occur in an atmosphere of holiness. And Yaakov Avinu realized, says the Rebbe Pshischa, that a spiritual growth was stunted while he occupied the same in utero space as Esav. A tzaddik could only become so great if the atmosphere is tainted. A tzaddik could become only so great if the atmosphere ultimately is marred and is scarred by the negativity and by the darkness of the rasha. Yaakov Avinu is sitting there learning Torah with the Malach, it is true, But at the end of the day, Esav is right there next to him. And spiritual growth could only go so far when the atmosphere is unfriendly to that. Therefore, again, as much as I love learning with the Malach, I'd rather get out of here so I could be in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, in my cocoon of spirituality without the negative influences, because that's ultimately how growth occurs. And Rabosai, the Rebbe teaches us an incredible lesson. The incredible lesson is, spiritual growth is not just about dynamic spiritual activity. It's not just about learning Torah. It's not just about doing mitzvot. It's not just about giving tzedakah, doing acts of chesed. But we'll say true spiritual growth requires a spiritually friendly atmosphere. You could learn all the Torah you want. You could do all the ma'aseh chesed you want. But if the atmosphere itself is not conducive for spiritual growth, it is hard for those actions to take hold. It's hard for those actions ultimately again to get traction. And I will say, this is why so many times we do so many good things, yet we don't feel growth. It's because I will say, sometimes the way I'm living my life, sometimes what I'm doing in my home, sometimes the forms of entertainment I'm engaging in, sometimes the friends I'm hanging out with are maybe wonderful people, but they're not the right people for my growth. Sometimes the decisions that I'm making, sometimes the way that I'm raising my mishpacha, is not the way that's conducive for growth. Dynamic spiritual activity is wonderful as long as it is supported by the proper environment. Even Yaakov Avinu can only go so far when he's sharing oxygen with Esav. If I'm sharing oxygen with Esav, there's only so much growth I can do. The Rebbe teaches us, Rabosai, actions are one part of our spiritual growth. Ensuring that in every aspect, our home, our business, our social lives, that the avira is chakra, that the atmosphere is kadosh v'tahor, Rabosai, that is just as important for ensuring our spiritual growth. The womb has to be kadosh in order for the Torah of the Malach to take hold. Rabosai, add in one more piece. I know it's late, and then we'll stop. I think there's also one additional yisod, which is, Rabosai, why does Yaakov even want to get out? Learning Torah with the Malach is wonderful. But I want to tell you something. Not that I remember. But what? It's totally passive. The Malach gives you Torah, and what do? You're like a little, like in utero bobblehead. You know, good, I got it. Right, nice, very beautiful. There's no give and take. There's no avodah. I don't have to schwitz. There's no arguments. There's no exhaustion. There's no fatigue. There's no rolling up my sleeves. I get it. I ingest it. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Yaakov Avinu, Rav Osei, you know, what happens when you leave the womb? What happens? You forget it. Because anything you don't work for in life, anything you're not willing to schwitz for, you can't retain. Yaakov Avinu realizes, even in utero, this is great, this is fantastic, but this is not real Torah. This is not real spirituality. Real Torah, real spirituality, that's over there. That's in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. That's in the place where I have to work. That's in the place where I have to struggle. That's in the place, ultimately, again, where I have to roll up my sleeves. We'll say, you know, we live in a world that sometimes preaches that everything is supposed to be easy. And if it's not easy, you need to find an app to make it easier. And if it's not easy, you need to find a way to make it fit in to the way you want to live, to the way what you want to do. We'll say, that's not Ruchnius. Ruchnius, growth in Ruchnius comes from work. Growth in Ruchnius comes from fatigue. Growth in Ruchnius comes from rolling up your sleeves. Growth in Ruchnius comes from working hard, sometimes failing, getting back up again and trying again. And we'll say, we shouldn't be afraid of work. We shouldn't be afraid of avoda. We shouldn't be afraid to push ourselves harder and harder and harder. Wondering, what could I do next? How could I grow more? Learning with the Malach is great. Having someone spoon feed you things as you're sitting back, kicking back in the amniotic sac, you know, taking in your mother's nutrition is fantastic. But that's not the Ruchnius. Great while it lasts, then you forget it the moment you exit into this world. Where is that? I will say, where is true growth at? True growth is in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. True growth is in this world where I can push myself, where I can roll up my sleeves, where I can break a sweat, where I can exert myself every moment of every day. These are the two lessons that the Rebbe teaches us. We learn ultimately again from this space manager. Number one, if we want true growth in our Ruchnius, it's not just enough to do the right things. We have to create the right atmosphere, the right framework for ourselves in life. And number two, true growth never comes from anything someone gives you. True growth in life only comes from those things that we are willing to work hard, that are willing to schwitz, that are willing to accomplish ourselves. Shabbos.